This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. It came after John L. Lewis and the creation of the United Mine Workers Union. It even came after the AFL and CIO joined to become one of, if not the, largest unions in the country. The growth of the membership of unions in the industrial and blue-collar North, East, and Midwest was nearly exponential, but it never really gained a lot of serious traction in the Southwest. Now, those unions that do continue to exist in New Mexico especially are not seeing much growth, and in fact, some are shrinking. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
New Mexico doesn't have the smallest unionized workforce. That honor belongs to South Carolina, in which only 3.9% of workers are represented by unions. New Mexico, with 8.3% union members, ranks 33rd of the 50 states. The number of workers who are union members rose from 49 to 52,000 last year, but the number represented by a union fell 1,000 from 64 to 63,000. AFSCME, the Public Employees Union, is one of the largest in New Mexico. Those industries and businesses currently in growth mode and hiring, like healthcare and the hospitality industry, aren't very well organized. The shift from organized industrial businesses and mining also tends to hurt the unions. More after this. But yesterday was Labor Day, a day off we have courtesy of the labor unions, who also gave us the 40-hour, 5-day work week, minimum wage, and other benefits we take for granted today. While the membership and clout of the unions may be waning a bit, they will significantly influence the elections in November. Another factor is that the unions have not recovered from the declines of the recession. Before 2008, membership rose as high as 11.8% in New Mexico, and still far down from those highs. Conservatives and non-unionists have been pushing across the country for states to adopt right-to-work laws, but efforts have been resisted in New Mexico to join those ranks. The unions are really hoping that Michelle Lujan Grisham, a friend, will get elected and help again shore up the state employee base, which has been cut by the Martinez administration. They also hope that with Lujan Grisham, they'll be able to get more union-friendly laws passed and get the legislature to use some of the estimated $1.2 billion in new excess revenue to devote to increasing employment at hospitals, schools, and other unionized businesses. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Unions have had a place in the American industrial history. Whether their value is as great and important today is subject to debate. Liberals and pro-unionists say we need more unionization, and conservatives say, no, we need fewer unions. That debate won't change anytime soon. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.